very interesting. So my daughter asked me the following question and got the wheels turning. She asked a pasha question in the sugya of Reb Shimon. So we know in this famous Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, so Reb Shimon makes a comment, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon is on the run, and he flees to the cave, and he takes along Reb Elazar. Why does Reb Elazar come along? Either why does he come along, or why does Reb Shimon take him? But what's the inyan of Reb Elazar in the cave? So pashas, you could say, is because maybe, you know, they were after Reb Shimon. There was a bounty for his head. They would take Reb Elazar's ransom, threaten his life until Reb Shimon appears. If that's the case, then why didn't they take his wife? She was providing the pashas, just they knew where she was. And of course, even if you can answer that way, in Pnimius is always deeper in Yonah than in Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar in the cave. And furthermore, just some other questions in regards to the Indian of Reb Shimon, which just open Gemaras, but need Hasbro. Reb Shimon says, Shanu Midoisai, learn my Torahs, because I have Trumos Mitarasi Shel Rabbi Akiva. I have the Iker Torahs of Rabbi Akiva. It's left open for interpretation. What does it mean, the Trumos Torahs of Rabbi Akiva? Furthermore, there's a Gemara in Yerushalmi. Rabbi Akiva, he picks Reb Shimon for something, and then Rabbi Meir for something, and then Reb Shimon is a little Chalisha Sadas. So Rabbi Akiva says to Reb Shimon, to be machazak him, Tayecha, it is enough for you, She'ani u'baracha, my kirin es kaychecha. That me, and the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we know who you are, basically. So what does that mean? You see, already Reb Shimon is miyuchad. But Rabbi Akiva says, I know, and the Ribbono Shel Olam knows you. That's enough for you. And also, if we can, there's a kushya satoisvis, that we know that a person who is on the darg of tarasu umnasai, like Reb Shimon v'chaverav, that they are pater from tefillah. And yet we find in that sugin Shabbos that Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar, when it became time for tefillah, they would put on their clothes, the rest of the time they were buried in the sand. So Tosfos is bothered that if, in fact, Reb Shimon, whose Tarasu Menosa is potter from tefillah, so why is he davening? So let's try to explain. Perhaps this is the question which will sort of lead us to our destination in Mitzvah Hashem. There's something very interesting which takes place in Meiron. And Rabbi Yossi Zakatinsky, we were talking about the sugi, he pointed this out. He said, the songs which we sing, L'kavid Lag Ba'omer, are all in praise of Reb Shimon. Do we have any songs, Lag Ba'omer, which are in praise of Hashem Yisbarach? Imagine this, this is the scene. We make a bonfire, we dance around, and we sing the words, L'kavid Hatana Elakai, Reb Shimon Baruchai. Not the Kavod Hashem. Of course it is. Perhaps a spectator could look at this and say, doesn't know what's going on. Like, what is this? Are we idolizing Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Yet we know the Simchas L'malam and Ateva, and there's so much tshuva and his chasas which takes place. But there's a side of Reb Shimon that you could say, V'amartim kol l'chai Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Kavod Tan L'chai Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Shem Esasem Mechavei Recha, Nimshachta Hashrecha. Not a single praise of Hashem is Barach. So what's going on? But we need to explain. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and the whole ending of Reb Shimon, is something which is very powerful, very important to the Tachlis HaBriya. Although everything is merumas in the word Bereishis, Igud HaKala has over 300 merumazim, but it is a very clear remez in the word Bereishis. Bereishis is Rashi Tevis, Tana Eleiki Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And this idea that he's called Tana Eleiki, the Kavod HaTana Elaka. You have to try to explain that. So to begin, there is a darga of tzaddikim called Elokos. Moshe is called the Isho Elokim. And that's the last Shavach which we have of Moshe Rabbeinu. Isho Elokim. Tefillah L'Moshe, Yeshua Elokim. And we find, and we spoke about this last time, the connection between Reb Shimon and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Shavi Sashavi, he brought down the Neshama of Shema Bayuchai. Lag Ba'omer is Gematria Moshe. Imek HaMelech says that Rashbi is Kamoni, like Moshe. Moshe, he had to run away from Paroi. Reb Shimon had to run away from the Romans. Moshe was Kohen Hishlemus in the Midbar. Reb Shimon was Kohen Hishlemus in the Ma'ara. Moshe wrote Chamisha Chumshe Taira. Reb Shimon wrote Chamisha Sfarim of Sefer Ditznausa. And so therefore, Reb Shimon also achieves this daraga called Isho Elokim, the Tanaho Elaka. This daraga of Elokus is the daraga which we find also by Yaakov Avinu as well. That Yaakov was able to overcome, to triumph over the Malach. And we find a very special Shevach of Yaakov Avinu there. The Medrash says, Vayivasa Yaakov Levadai, and Vayavik Yishimai Ad Alei Sashachar. The Medrash says on these words, Yaakov Levadai, Ein Kokel, there is nobody like Kael. However, Mi Kokel, Yeshua. Yaakov is like Kael. Yisrael Saba. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Kosev Boi V'Nizgav Hashem Levadai. That Hashem has this Shevach which is called Levadai. Af Yaakov Vayivasa Yaakov Levadai. Yaakov is also called Levadai. So there's a secret here that Hashem is called Levadai, but yet the Tzaddik is also called Levadai. And that's a special daga we find by Yaakov Avinu, not even by Avraham and Yitzchak, but by Yaakov. Vayivaser Yaakov Levadai. And this Shevach of Levadai we find also by Rashbi. He says about himself in the Idur Rabbah, Hashtaim, and now I say, Ana Bilchudoi. I am Levad. And there's many Shvachim that Reb Shimon says about himself in the Zayar, not for now. But Reb Shimon is what's called the Daga of Levad. Moshe, Elokus, Yaakov, the Indian of Levadai. And we know Moshe and Yaakov are one. Moshe is called Milagav, Yaakov is Milabar, the Zayar says, the Kav HaMtzoy. And then there's Reb Shimon. Ana Bilchadai. Now what's this Daga of Levadai? This Daga of Levadai is what we find by Adam HaRishon in the Gan Eden. That Adam was created Levadai too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Levadai B'Elyonim, and Adam HaRishon was Levadai B'Tachtonim. This created problems. Because the Malachim started to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh to Adam HaRishon, and they were being Toya, and they were Kimat making Adam HaRishon into Avodah Zarah. That's not good for them, and it's not good for him. Because the worst thing that can happen to a Tzaddik is that in his greatness, he should be made into an Avodah Zarah. And a Rebbe has to walk a tightrope of, on the one hand, not to be idolized by his chassidim, and to realize that it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to convey that to the chassidim too. As much as a Rebbe has a very special status, I don't just mean a regular Rebbe, but like a Rebbe in chassidus is considered to be what we find, of course, he has to be Roy Lekach and a true tzaddik. But a Rebbe, chassidus, is of what the Mishnah says, Yehi Moira Rabbah Kemoira Shamayim. Like we'll see momentarily in Rabbi Kiva's Tirus. The story from the Avnei Nezer, that for many years he would travel all over to be a tzaddik, and then he stopped doing so. But there was one chassid that he came to him, and he invited the Avnei Nezer to come be the tzaddik, and he went, which is out of his character at that time in his life. So they asked him why the chassidim, and he said, I'll tell you why. I found something by this chassid that I haven't seen in a very, very long time. He came to me for a bracha many months ago. I gave him a bracha, he should have a child, and he had a child. So he came to me and he said to me, Rebbe, Rebbe, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me a child. Usually when a chassid comes to me, he says, Rebbe, your bracha's from a koyim, gave me a child. But here I heard that he said, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me a child. So for that, I have to go to the tzaddik. Something I haven't heard in a long time. Al kopanim, Adam HaRishon had this daraga of Elokus, and he had the daraga of Levadai, like Moshe and like Yaakov. Of course, we know Yaakov is Shufrei, the Adam HaRishon, and Moshe is also the Neshama of Adam HaRishon, Adam is Rosh HaTevas, Adam David Moshe. But because he had this daraga of Levadai, what does Hashem Yisbarach say? Things are getting out of hand. Lo toiv, heyois ha'adam Levadai. Esala is a kenegdai. If there'll be two of them, then they won't make the mistake to say Adam is levadai. But he was levadai, and there's a daga of a tzaddik which is called levadai, like Reb Shimon, ana b'lechadai. Now, how does a tzaddik achieve that daga with complete and utter bittul to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because the whole tachlis abriya is this. If you could just say it in these words. Hashem wants to bestow the greatest kindness, the greatest taiva upon His creations. And His clients have been chosen for that. That's dveikus. To be davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than any schar. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu can offer us doesn't compare, not at all, to that zechus of being davak to Him, of being part of Him. To be detached from that is the greatest tsar. But the tachlis is not just that we should be a part of Him. There's a nama de kisufa and a busha which comes with that. Hashem wants us to be doimeloi. Doimeloi means also to be echad and levadai like Him. We have to be individual. We have to be able to have our own atzmias. And that's called the levadai of the tzaddik. But if that levadai becomes detached from the dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it's worse than we started off. That's the ultimate ra. So the only way to truly be zeichet to that levado in a kosher way, in a Torah way, b'kodesh, is to remain davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to also achieve on top of that the dark of levado. To be davak and to be levado. That's the secret of the Shnei Luchos HaBris. It's Shnei Luchos. You could say about each luach that it has its own yechidius, but they're attached. So Adam was davak by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then as soon as that dveikus was deteriorating, and he was becoming levadai and getting caught up in the kaddish, kaddish, kaddish of the malachim, so then Hashem had to take away his levadai because he was living the dveikus. Levadai without dveikus is avodah zar. And that's the greatest chashash of a tzaddik, that he should be made, his levadai should be made into an avodah zar. But the only way to be able to be zeichet to levadai is to go in completely and to come out through dveikus with Hashem. Is to have emunah that Hashem Yisbach could do anything. The famous philosophical question, can Hashem make more than him? Of course he can. He can do whatever he wants. And he wants to bestow that godliness upon us. He wants to give us everything which he has. But we have to have complete emunah, rabu munasecha, to believe that he can make us just like him. Just like he is levado, he can make us levado too. That's the dag of Yaakov Avinu. Vidiskav Hashem levado, vayivasi Yaakov levado. Yaakov represents that dag. But as soon as Adam Rishon was losing sight of that, latayva yisad on levado. What's the eitzah? Esel ezek kenegdo. Make two. Because if there's two, there's not going to be chashash anymore. And this is the drasha of Rabbi Kiva. Es Hashem alakach atira is the Rabbah's Tamei Nechachamim. Shimon Ham Suni came, he darshaned every S. He came to Hashem alakach atira, he couldn't darshan anything. But Rabbi Kiva could, how is that possible? Why could he darshan? We have to Hashem alakach. Because the Torah says, Ahav and you are two different inyonim. Ahav means to be davak with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the S means that a Tamil Chacham can be davak with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it bishlemus. But there's no kashas on that. The kasha is, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a levadai other than him? Teretz says yes. But the only way to get that is if you go completely all the way through and come out on the other side. And that's Es Hashem Elokech Atir Rabbos Tamecha. Shum HaMusani was right. There's nothing which can be the rabbos. What can be included other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the inyan of yira. Inyan of yira is separation. Ahav is connection. What can be separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Nothing. So how does Rabbi Kiva come and say, I can be marbe? Not because you could actually be l'rabbos, but there's a way of dashing called ein miut achar miut ela l'rabbos. So Shimon HaMusani looked at that S and he said, I only see miuts here. And Rabbi Kiva went all the way through. Not only do I see miut, I see miut achar miut. It's completely, utterly impossible. And in that place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Rabbi Kiva, if you go ein miut achar miut, then you could be marba talmid chacham. That's a talmid chacham. The talmid chacham that the pasuk is being marba is a talmid chacham who believes that there's nothing. That's the Rabbi Akiva's. He's the Talmud Chacham that it's talking about. Ein miyatachem ella l'rabbos. That's the l'rabbos of Talmud Chacham. And of course, Rabbi Akiva is the neshama of Yaakov. We all know the same Shavish neshama, Akev. And that's called the Yaakov Levadai. Rabbi Akiva, his whole death of Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinu Hashem Echad, Shtoi, Kachalu, B'machshava, all this, that Shasha is really changes everything. Whole perspective of what is Hashem. That was a Bikiva's Chela. Kese. Tagehi Yisus. So let's get back to our questions, which we had said before. We spoke about the union of Levada already. Moshe, Yaakov, and then the tzaddik achieves the star of Levada. But know also, important to note, is that even when the tzaddik reaches the darg of Levada, it doesn't achieve mamish the level of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say, Yachol Kamayni. Even if there is Kamayni, Kedushas Yilamala Mekdushascha. So even if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Levada, like we say many times in the Ani Mamins, Hu Levada Asa Eisa V'yasa, Hu Levada Hayahay V'yia, the tzaddik can also be Levada. But when the tzaddik reaches Levada, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is now called Levada Elyon HaKol Ha'aretz, like we say in the beginning of Shacharis. Levada Elyon, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Levada Elyon. That's something that the tzaddik, even if he's Levada, has to keep in mind. That Kedushasi is always Lema'ala Mekdushascha. Levada Elyon. Let's go back to our question, which I said before. Why does Rabbi Shimon have to take Rabbi Elazar into the cave? That's the most important question. Because Rabbi Shimon Yochai achieves the level of Levada. And the last thing that a tzaddik wants is that he should be idolized. That his Levada should be separate. He has to always be Mechubar and Davik to Kut Shabichu. But he has to be concerned that even if he's Davik to Kut Shabichu, but if he's on the level of Levada, people will make an Avodah Zarah out of him. This was Yaakov's concern. Yaakov reached Levada. He tells Yosef, don't leave me here, Mitzrayim. I don't want him to make an Avodah Zarah out of me. And bury me in Maaseh Machpelah. Well, how would that going to help? They'll make you an Avodah Zarah there too. Terech says, no. That if you're going to be buried with Avraham and Yitzhak, and everybody will see that you're a son, you're not really a god. You're a human being. And if you're buried with other people, they're going to say, Yaakov can't be a god because it's an Avraham and Yitzhak too. And Yaakov had children. So that takes away the whole chashash of idolizing a tzaddik into being godly because everybody can see clearly he's not. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have that. So the Medrash says, why is it that the Torah says, Lo yad ishish kuburah? So nobody knows where Moshe is buried. Why can't we know? Many answers to that question. The Medrash gives an answer and says, because Moshe didn't want to be know where he's buried. So that he shouldn't be made into an Avodah Zarah. Moshe is Shelokim. Moshe is also Levada. They're going to make him into an Avodah Zarah. Why is that a chashash by Moshe? That we have to not know where he is, but Yaakov we can know where he is? Because Moshe is not buried with anybody else. Not his father, not his wife, not his children. It's just Moshe Levada. In that case, you have to be careful. Reb Shimon too. Reb Shimon, if he has Reb Elazar in the cave, there's not going to be Levada. If Reb Shimon can have a son, he's not Levada. He's not completely Elokos if he can have a child. But even in his death, he's buried there with Reb Elazar. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Pehei says, Reb Elazar's made his way into the cave too. So if Reb Elazar is there, although we don't necessarily notice it, because everything is Reb Shimon, because he reached that Dagger Levada, Reb Elazar did not. But the fact that Reb Elazar is buried with Reb Shimon takes away the chashash of Levada for Shimon Bar Yochai. But how did Reb Shimon get there? Because he was trumos mitaras Rabbi Akiva. What's trumos taras Rabbi Akiva? As Hashem alakha chatira the Rabbi Samin Chacham. He reached that darga of the Rabbi Samin Chacham, and that's why Reb Akiva says Reb Shimon Yochai, "Ani baracha makir eskecha." We know you, meaning we know you. It's a secret. The Hinyan of Reb Shimon is Levado. In Shas, Reb Shimon is like all the other Tanaim. In Zayar Kodesh, it's only Reb Shimon. He's the Tzadik Yisraelim. It's only Reb Shimon. He's Levado who. He's the tzaddik of Sadoila. He reached that tiger, but it's a secret. Rabbi Kiva was only on that secret because he took that tiger's chumas Rabbi Kiva. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that secret. But that's the tiger of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's interesting. This explains why, like we said before, all the songs which you sing about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai are all about Rabbi Shimon. Because what we're highlighting is the tiger of Rabbi Shimon that he reached on the Bilu Chodai. It's the tiger of Levad of Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon's day. And how come it doesn't get out of hand? Because he's Makusha Mechubra to Kutchabichu. Because he's completely bottled to the Levada Elyon, so we could sing praises of Reb Shimon, we could dance around a fire, it could look like it's some of what was our spectacle to somebody else, but it's Kula Kodesh. Because that Levada is 100% Mekusher to the Levada Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch. It's also interesting, even the songs that we sing by Reb Shimon, even the tune is very different. Even the tune, Shemin Sasai Mecha Birecha Ve'amartim Kol Lachai, even the sounds of the songs of Reb Shimon are very different sounds than the other songs of the year. I don't think just because they're marked like more Svardi-ish. I think it's a different sound. It's a Shir Chodesh. It's a Shir Chodesh of Reb Shimon. It's a different type of a song. The other songs are Dveikah songs for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is to be Dovik to the Tzaddik. To be Dovik to the Talmud Chacham. Ve'aminu b'Hashem v'Meisha Avdai. But in a way, we're not in Avodah Zarah, Adrabah. It's a Tosefes Ma'ala on the Dveikah of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the secret which is called Lo'isei Niflo'is G'doy L'Savadah Ki D'Lam Chastai. that the Pela HaGadol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that he makes a tzaddik called the Vadai. Why? Ki li olam chasdai. La'oise niflois gedoyles. What is the niflois gedoyles? Le Vadai ki li olam chasdai. And this answers the Kashif Toysis as well. Shimon didn't have to daven. He was part of from davening. But he needed to daven because he always had to make sure that his levadai is batal to the levadai Elyon. And even though we sing Shir B'Shevach to Reb Shimon, one thing that we cannot do is to be mispalel to the tzaddik. Go to the kever of a tzaddik, but the schos of the tzaddik you offer to this. Chalil v'chas to daven to the tzaddik. That's making mitzvah. That's the worst thing that the tzaddik would want. That's why one of the animamins is, animamin shehu levadai royle ispalel. The only levada which one can dive into, animamins, apikorsis, is levada of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Even another tzaddik can have levadas. Yes, a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the only levada who is hoy hoyviya. He's the only levada who is also oisaviyase. But there's other levadas. Hashem makes other levadas. And that's Rabshim Boyachoy, Anabil Chodai. That's Yaakov Avinu, that's the Moishas. But we have to be very careful. And that's why he has to daven, because he's in Ishael Okim. He has to daven. He has to constantly be mevatel his levada to the levada elyon. Like we say, tefila lemoisha, isha elokim. Because Moshe was an isha elokim, that's why there's tefila lemoisha. Because when you are an isha elokim, you have to make sure more than anyone else that you daven, you're constantly being mevatel your levada to the levada elyon. That would explain the inyan of Reb Shimon, the special daigo, what takes place with Reb Shimon, the shiurs, the zishbachos Reb Shimon, the chalila v'chatz to be mispalot to Reb Shimon. And this explains too why in the Gemara we find that when Shimon comes out of the cave, he says something very interesting. He says, Rabbi Lozer, we should do something good for the world. Ashneis happened to us. Let's make a contribution. Like we find by Yaakov Avinu. It says, Vayova Yaakov Shalom. Yaakov, he overcame the Malach. And Hashem made a nes for him. And he made contributions. He made Merchatzais. And he made Shukim. And Bechule, Bechule. The first thing Shimon says that comes out of the cave is Vayova Yaakov Shalom. He learns about himself, Vayova Yaakov Shalom. Why is that? Because that was after the Malach and the encounter against that Malach Sarah Shalesav, of which it says there, Vayivasa Yaakov Levadai. Vayavu Yaakov Shalem. So Reb Shimon is pointing to himself after the cave and saying, aha, I'm that Yaakov. Yaakov Shalem, Vayivasa Yaakov Levadai. He's being made on himself. He has that tag. So B'derech Remez, we could say that, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Sabas Amin Chachamim. Hashem Elokecha Tira is Gematria Shimon Bar Yoichai, and Talmid Chacham is Gematria Shimon Ben Yoichai. On both sides, being Meramis from Shema Bayuchai, he achieved that dag of Levada, which Rabbi Akiva is referring to. And Trumos Mitaresos Rabbi Akiva, so Trumos is Gematria Neflois Gedolos Levada. That's that Pela HaGadol that Rabbi Shem was able to achieve, that dag of Levada, which every single Yid will be Zeichet to. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Lokol, Af Rabbi Shem Lokol, Yishev Zeichet, everyone to achieve that dag. Yisgoyel Tzedek, Mirvim Amin, Yomim.